Well, good morning. It is May 28th, 2022, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we're going to be picking up in Deuteronomy. We're going to be starting that book, wonderful book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1. We're going to then read Psalm 81 and 82, those two psalms together, Isaiah chapter 29, and then we're going to start and finish 3 John. 3 John. Just one chapter. So let's get into the word today. Deuteronomy, starting a new book, final book of the Pentateuch. Deuteronomy chapter 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all of Israel on this side of Jordan in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea, between Paran and Tophel, and Laban and Hazeroth and Dizahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir unto Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spake unto the children of Israel according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandment unto them. And after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side of the Jordan in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare the law, saying, The Lord our God spake unto us at Horeb, saying, Ye have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you, and take your journey, and go to the mount of the Amorites, and unto the places with an eye unto, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, and in the south, by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and unto Lebanon, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, I have set the land before you. Go in, and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give unto them, and to their seed after them. And I spake unto you at the time, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for the multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance, and your burden, and your strife? Take you wise men, and understanding, and known among the tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And he answered me, and said, The thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. And so I took the chief of the tribes, wise men, and known, and made them heads over you, captains over thousands, and captains over 100, and captains over 50s, and captives over 10s, and officers among your tribes. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, Hear the cause between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with you. And ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time all things which ye should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all the great and terrible wilderness which we saw by the way of the mountain on the Amorites, as the Lord our God commanded us. And we came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said unto you, Ye are come unto the mountain of the Amorites, which the Lord God doth give unto us. Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee. Go up and possess it, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee. Fear not, neither be discouraged. And ye came near unto me, every one of you, and said, We will send men before us, and they shall search out the land, and bring us word again by what way we must go up, and into what cities we shall come. And the saying pleased me as well. And I took the 12 men of you in one tribe, and they turned and went up into the mountain, and came unto the valley of Eshcol, and searched it out. And they took of the fruits of the land in their hand, and brought it down unto us, and brought us word again, and said, It is a good thing, and a good land which the Lord our God doth give us. Notwithstanding, ye would not go up, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God. And ye murmured in your tents, and said, Because the Lord hated us, he hath brought us forth out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us. Whither shall we go up? Or our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, The people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to the heavens. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said unto you, Dread not, neither be afraid of them. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in the eyes before did for you in Egypt before your eyes, in the wilderness where thou hast seen that the Lord thy God bare thee as a man doth bear his son in all the way that he went, until ye came unto the place. And yet in this thing ye did not believe the Lord your God, who went in the way before you to search you out by a place and pitch your tents in, and fire by night to show you by what way you should go, and in a cloud by day. And the Lord heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and sware, saying, Surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give unto your fathers, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly followed the Lord. Also the Lord was angry with me for your sake, saying, Thou also shalt not go in thither. But Joshua the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. Moreover, your little ones, which ye said should be a prey, and your children, which in that day had no knowledge between good and evil, they shall go in thither, and unto them will I give it, and they shall possess it. But as for you, turn you, and take your journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. And then ye answered and said unto me, We have sinned against the Lord, and we will go up and fight according to all that the Lord our God commanded us. And when ye have girded on every man his weapon of war, ye were ready to go up into the hill. And the Lord said unto me, Say unto them, Go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest ye be smitten before your enemies. And so I spake unto you, and ye would not hear, but rebelled against the commandment of the Lord, and went presumptuously up into the hill. And the Amorites, which dwell in the mountain, came out against you, and chased you as bees do, and destroyed you in Seir and unto Hormah. Then ye returned and wept before the Lord, but the Lord would not hearken to your voice, nor give ear unto you. And so ye abode in Kadesh many days, according unto the days that ye abode there. That was Deuteronomy chapter 1. Let's move on over to the Psalms. We're going to read Psalm 81 and Psalm 82 today. Psalm 81, to the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of salvation. Take a psalm, and bring hither the thimble, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, and in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law to our God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden, his hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O people, and I will testify unto you, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord your God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own hearts' lusts, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him, but their time should have endured forever. And he should have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied thee. Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth amongst the gods. How long will you judge unjustly, and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of your hand of wicked. And they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, Ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. That was Psalms 81 and 82 today. Let's move on over to Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 29, Isaiah 29. Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelled. Add ye year to year, and let them kill sacrifices. And yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow. And it shall be unto me as Ariel. And I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege against thee with a mount, and I will raise forts against thee. And thou shalt be brought down, and thou shalt speak of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dust, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as chaff that passeth away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder and with earthquake and great noise and storm and tempest and the flame of the devouring fire. The multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her and her munition, and that distress her shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awaketh, and his soul is empty, or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. And so shall the multitudes of all the nations be that fight against Mount Zion. Stay yourself, and wonder. Cry ye out, and cry. They are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Lord hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes, the prophets, and your rulers, the seers, who hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of the book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And saith, I am not learned. Wherefore the Lord said, Forasmuch as this people draw near to me with their mouths, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear towards me is taught by the precept of men, and therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? It is not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of this book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. That make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside for the just for a thing of naught. And therefore thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands, in the midst of them, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. And they also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. Amen. That was Isaiah chapter 29. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to start and finish the short book of 3 John. 3 John, the whole book today. Let's pick up there for our final reading. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I loved in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And beloved, thou doest faithfully whatsoever thou doest to thy brother and to the stranger, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well, because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentile, and we therefore ought to receive such, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receives us not. And wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doth he himself receive the brethren, and forbiddeth them that would, and casteth them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. And he that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Demetrius hath good report of all men and of the truth itself, and yea, and we also bear record, and you know that our record is true. I had many things to write, but I will not with ink and pen write unto thee, but trust that I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Peace be to thee. Our friends salute thee. Greet the friends by name. Amen. That was our reading today for May 28th, 2022. Tomorrow we start the book of Jude, one chapter book once again, and then we start the final book of the New Testament, Revelation. And again, we're going to read through the whole New Testament twice this year, so we praise God for that. But That said, if you haven't already, make sure that you leave a comment or leave a reaction to this video so that I can make sure to mark that down. And we'll look forward to that. But let's start our Saturday with a word of prayer. Would you bow with me? Father in heaven, thank you so much for another day that you've given to us. Thank you so much for each one of my brothers and sisters online today who joined me so faithfully. May you utilize the word that is read today in order for us to grow. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We pray, God, that we would cling to it, that we would honor you through it. And God, indeed, we look forward to tomorrow where we can break it open once again and look into the book of Hebrews. And Lord, I just ask for that. And just ask, God, that your Holy Spirit would be with us and that you would just guide our church, Lord, in truth, Lord, as we continue to press on. But Lord, we love you, and we just give this day to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.